like two or three tries. Oh, that one took me only two tries, you know, all that shit, you know, whatever, right? And then I get to fucking Isshin at the end. That took me like 18 plus tries. Like, I was like, holy shit, this guy is the final fucking boss. This guy is not fucking around. But by the time I finished, which I finished him angrily, by the way, like it was like a shit talking attempt. Essentially, it was like the, you deal the final blow and you just like, fuck you, like that kind of shit. Like, I was done. I was ready to move on with my life. Fuck it. But it's a good game.
It is a good game.
It's very good. It's a very good game. But, you know, it's fucking, like, I couldn't stand it afterwards.
You know what? I think there's so much less, like, build variety, I guess I would say, that, like, it doesn't compel me to replay it as much as, like, if you go with Bloodborne and Dark Souls and you build your character differently, it's like a different game. Like, the way you have to handle your enemies is totally different. But Sekiro, it's like, okay, like, minor strategic differences based on the prosthetics you pick, and, like, that's it.
Right. And then you could go into, like, full cheese territory with, like, the red mist. I was fine with the tools. I thought those were interesting, but I wish, in some cases, I do wish they were a little more useful, because I feel like at the start, they were completely fucking shit until you got the upgrades for them. And then at that point, it's like, oh, there's a lot of cheesy shit you could do. And I was like, okay, this is fun. This is cool. This is all right. But after a certain point, you're just kind of like, fucking shit. Can I just, like, I just want a fuck huge greatsword so I could break this dude's guard. Like, that's how I felt after a certain point. I could not be the Washugi blade in my heart that I wanted to be. I wanted to just be fuck huge Unga Bunga, big fucking retard club. And
Bone Daddy, or whatever, giant dad.
Just go around fucking beating people up with a fuck huge sword and
well, that's,
hit me back.
I'd always act on that urge by booting up Bloodborne and pulling out my fucking Kirkhammer and just going to town.
What rings you got, bitch? Yeah, exactly.
You know, the first time I went through Bloodborne, I used the Kirkhammer, which is apparently not a popular choice, but I love that weapon so much.
Yeah, there were definitely fans of it. I was really big on the, what is it, Ludwig's Holy Blade or whatever, Holy Sword.
That is anime. That is anime. Like,
it is a normal-ass sword, and the sheath is the fucking second weapon, where it just becomes this fucking enormous greatsword. It's so fucking cool and dumb at the same time. I was like, alright, this is it. This is the one for me.
I mean, once, like, you can shoot energy beams out of it.
Right. I believe that was a thing you could do. Right. Wait, are we talking about the Moonlight Greatsword? Which is just who fucking,
Oh, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Alright, what the fuck am I talking about? It was called, like,
Ludwig
something.
Okay, you were right. It's Ludwig's Holy Blade. But
okay,
Ludwig uses the Moonlight Greatsword when you fight him, and you get that weapon.
Yes.
So, like, I always think, when somebody says Ludwig's Blade, I always think of the Moonlight Greatsword. I actually never...
It is the fight that many... It's the fight that many people have called Kino, as I believe.
It's amazing.
Oh, that's a good Hibiki picture in the thread.
It is, although, yeah.
That's my favorite girl from that show.
Yeah,
that's,
mine too. Her voice is perfect. Her design
is perfect.
They're like, oh no, she's chubby, and I'm like, oh yes, she's chubby.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with a little bit of
a little cushion for the pushing.
Nothing wrong with a little poochy belly to just squeeze.
Boom.
All right, going back to that topic real quick. Dark Souls 3 is my favorite of the Dark Souls games. Demon's Souls is fucking amazing. Everybody should play it at least once in their lives. Bloodborne is really fucking good, and it's its own thing. I am playing Code Vein, and it's anime as fuck, and I love it. Sekiro's cool, but I get over it real fast. So that's what I gotta say on that. I don't know what your take is on it, because you're still playing Dark Souls 2, so I can't really judge it too much. Or I can't judge you for what you judge it, I should say, rather, sort of. Maybe.
Well, I'm gonna get to Dark Souls 3 after Dark Souls 2, and then Code Vein sometime in the future.
Alright, that's very good.
And as
very
far good. As, I mean, I have a Switch backlog. I'm trying to finish Liar Prince, or what is it, Liar Princess and the Blind Prince.
Okay, that doesn't sound fun, but you do your best.
I gotta finish Bloodstained, Curse of the Night, or Ritual of the Moon, whichever fucking one is the one that's not 8-bit.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I picked up Street Fighter 2, which I haven't even fucking opened yet.
For what?
Switch.
Why did you pick up Street Fighter 2? Who are you gonna play Street Fighter 2 with?
I don't know, but I watched too much High Score Girl, and I was like, I wanna play a fighting game.
Just pick up Under Night on Steam, we'll play it.
I really want to play Nitro plus Blasters, so I can play as Saya.
Alright, so you want to play that, like, you want to play, like, the actual anime fighting game, not just the anime stylized fighting game, but, like, the one that actually has anime characters in it. Right?
Yeah, it's, like, all the Nitro plus characters, so, like, Saber, they leaned into that with Fate Zero, Yesaya, Sonico, the Arcana Heart chick.
Right. Okay, I think I saw some people playing this at, like, CO Talk